Organic food is a booming business these days. We're talking 20% annual growth rates in recent years. So it may come as a bit of a surprise to learn that the organic food industry is in the midst of a sort of identity crisis. Just what should that label organic mean? Those who want a more flexible definition face fierce opposition from purists who want to keep standards high. Living on Earth's Ashley Ahern reports the organic food fight isn't over yet.
According to a recent survey by Consumer Reports, 85% of people who buy organic foods were unaware of one important fact. Products labeled USDA organic are actually 95% organic. The other 5% can be, well, a lot of different things. That news surprised Mike Anastario, a biostatistician from Boston.
We go out of our way to spend a lot of money on organics for that reason alone, because we think we're getting pure food. And so, we wouldn't be doing that if we knew that any of it was synthetic. So, I mean, I kind of almost feel like I'm scammed.
There are currently 38 synthetic substances that the National Organic Standards Board has approved as ingredients in organic food. They're mainly leavening agents such as baking soda, thickeners like pectin and cornstarch, and vitamins. Current USDA guidelines allow for continued use of these 38 synthetic substances and also permits use of emergency non-organic substitute ingredients if organic ones aren't commercially available.
Let me give you an example of when you might have a situation like that could come up.
That's Phil Margolis. He's president of the board of directors of the Organic Trade Association.
Most of the vanilla in the world comes from Madagascar or that area, and periodically they have hurricanes down there that kind of wipe out the entire crop. That would be the kind of emergency where the Secretary of Agriculture might decide to do something.
So food producers can use emergency substitutes, such as artificial vanilla, and still call their products USDA organic, as long as the substitute makes up less than 5% of the product's weight. The USDA has yet to approve any emergency substitutes, so the criteria for what constitutes a, quote, emergency is still to be determined.
The way that most people within the policy world on organics anticipate this would occur is through some kind of regulations.
Until the details get hammered out, people in the organic food industry are worried. Among them, Mark Castell. He's the senior policy analyst for the Cornucopia Institute, a progressive farm policy research group.
You know, the old adage, the devil is in the details. The laws that pass in Congress are generally quite broad.
Castell acknowledges that some synthetics are necessary in today's growing organic market, but he says that allowing for emergency substitutes will throw the door open for the introduction of even more non-organic substances in foods that should be 100% organic. Castell says it's part of a trend to weaken organic standards across the board. Take the organic dairy industry, he says. Increasingly, its products come from farms with thousands of cows kept in feedlots, not pastures, as organic standards require.
Part of organic agriculture is requiring pasture. Part of organic agriculture is carefully managing your animals from birth until the day they start to produce. And we found that these large corporations were gaming the system. It wasn't really organic milk. It was faux organic.
The Cornucopia Institute will soon release a report rating organic dairy producers based on their farming practices. Horizon Organic, which is the largest organic milk distributor in the U.S., refused to take part in the survey. A spokeswoman said the questions were biased and subjective. Phil Margolis of the Organic Trade Association agrees.
A certain agenda is trying to be furthered by a small group of individuals who have a particular opinion. So there are no non-organic producers in the survey to kind of compare organic practices versus other livestock farming practices. It'd be kind of like only doing a study on mid-sized cars, but only 10 of them. Instead of 100 of them, if there are 100 of them.
As the market grows, a division is developing within the organic industry. Some producers say it's time to start comparing their products with mainstream food processors. Others, like the Cornucopia Institute's Mark Castell, fear the industry is lowering its standards for the sake of market competition. He wants the industry to get back to the original organic mission, which, at its core, means informing consumers about what goes into their food, from the pasture to the grocery store shelf.
It appears that the Organic Trade Association is more interested in protecting the market share of their major corporate members than protecting the integrity of the organic label.
For Living on Earth, I'm Ashley Ahern.